Yes, sir. What's your name?
Kyle McKinney.
Mr. McKinney, who's my name, Mr. McKinney? The Honorable Miss Rittenhouse is going to conduct your hearing. She will be the lead. So just hold on, Mr. McKinney.
Mr. McKinney?
Yes, ma'am.
Could you please state your name and your ADC number for the record?
Kyle Javon Roger McKinney, 293833.
Thank you, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing concerning the one allegation that's on your warrant of arrest. Excuse me. One second. I see that you've signed a form notifying you about this hearing on May 29th. Do you remember signing that?
Yeah.
Okay, and on that form is a list of your hearing rights. And one of those is that you could hire at your expense an attorney to represent you, or you can represent yourself. Did you hire an attorney, or will you represent yourself today, sir?
I'm representing myself.
Okay. The board members who are conducting the hearing today are the Honorable Louis Quinones, the Honorable David Neal, the Honorable Dr. C.T. White, and my name is Gayla Rittenhouse. I'll be the panel lead for today. Also with us in the room, we have the Honorable Mr. Turner, who is a Community Corrections Officer with Department of Corrections. He will represent the department and your parole officer in the hearing today. So I need to swear the both of you in. So Mr. McKinney and Mr. Turner, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm? Mr. McKinney?
I do.
And Mr. Turner?
I do.
Thank you. Mr. McKinney, your hearing will be conducted in two phases, with phase one to determine if you violated your terms and conditions of community supervision, and then phase two to determine if that supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So, Mr. McKinney, I'm going to read this allegation to you, and when I'm finished, I need you to tell me whether it's true or false. So we'll start phase one of your hearing with an allegation. And it is that you were in violation of condition number three, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at Traditions, 2429 West Vista Avenue in Phoenix, on or about April 6, 2018, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you were an absconder from supervision. Mr. McKinney, is this true or false?
It's true. I got kicked out of the halfway house.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. McKinney. Based on Mr. McKinney's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of supervision and may have lapsed or had lapsed into criminal race or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Neal, agreed by Dr. Wright and Mr. Quinones. Okay, Mr. McKinney, we can move to phase two of your hearing now, and which is probably the more important one to you, which is whether your supervision will be reinstated or revoked. But before we get too far, I'm going to ask Mr. Turner to give us all some background information about your case. So just stay on the phone, and we'll be right back with you in a moment. Okay, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Mr. Turner.
Mr. McKinney was released from ADC custody on 3/21/2018 and arrested on 5/8/2018 by Glendale PD. No new charges are noted. Returned back to ADC custody on 5/8/2018 with an adjusted CSED of 10/21/2018 with 32 abscondes. Current conviction, 2016. Dangerous drug violation, 2 years. Prior conviction, 2012, dangerous or drug paraphernalia violation, 6 months. This is his second term in ADC with a CUIR score of 2.2. Mental health score of 3, substance abuse score of 3. No STG information is noted. Prior terms of supervision, 2004, TIS release, absconded for 39 days, arrested, revoked by BOEC. Disciplinary is minimal. Other arrest, 2013, assault, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. He has a GV score of G2, V3.
Thank you. On
5/21/2018, he was found guilty of disrupting count and it was informally addressed.
Okay.
On 5/29/18, he was found guilty of theft.
Okay, thank you, sir. And Mr. Turner, how could... If he has a conviction in 2012 and 2016, how could he have had truth in sentencing release in 04? Or did I miss something?
Let me go back and...
That's a good question.
There must have been one other term. Or maybe that was 2014.
I was just wondering that too.
Okay, let's see.
Although that's not logical either.
Okay, what is, we've got prior terms of supervision?
Well, it was 2004, truth in sentencing release with 39 days abscond, and then he was revoked. But I'm wondering which crime he was released from, because that was 2004, and...
It would be 2014, that is a graphical error, I apologize.
Okay, 14, gotcha. Okay, that makes more sense. Okay, sorry, back to you, Mr. McKinney. We have a brief written summary of your kind of over your supervision, what happened. It looks like you were approved originally to go to Traditions. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Traditions on Vista in Phoenix.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, but then it looks like that was around February 22nd. You were released March 31st, it looks like.
March 21st.
Okay. And then, but then around April 7th, your parole officer heard from the facility there that you had left on the 6th and you didn't come back from to Traditions. So,
well, they lied. They lied to him because they kicked me out. So
oh,
that's
okay.
Why I left.
Okay.
They kicked me out.
Why did they kick you out?
Because I could not pay the price to be there.
Oh, I see. Okay.
That's the only reason why.
Well, that's why we ask you questions, because that information is not here. And where did you go then after that?
I don't know where to go.
So you were homeless, or?
Yeah.
Okay, so you were homeless at that point. And were you able to find any work, or were you doing day labor? What kind of work were you doing?
No, ma'am. I didn't have anything. I mean, I figured that I'd end up with a warrant off my arrest, so trying to get a job was just pointless. Because, I mean, that's how I ended up messing up my last job, because I got a job, and next thing you know, I got arrested. And now I can't go back there and work at all. And
all
I was
right.
Doing a good job there.
Okay.
And now I can't go back there and work. So there was no purpose in me getting a job when I knew I was going to come back to prison.
Okay, understood. So why did you not contact your PO?
I didn't have his information anymore. I didn't have his number or nothing like that. So no way for me to contact him.
Okay.
And I mean, I figured by that time it was already too late anyway, so.
Okay, understood. So you were on abscond status officially for 32 days. So what were you doing during that time?
Absolutely nothing.
Just nothing? Being homeless and, okay.
Just homeless.
Okay.
You know, I didn't get into any illegal activity or nothing like that. That's pointless. I'm not trying to catch a new case. I'm trying to get my time done with whichever way possible and just be able to get home to my kids. That's
okay.
It. You know,
so
I didn't do anything to put myself in more danger.
So there was no drug use during that time period?
No, no.
What's your normal, I see you have convictions for dangerous drug paraphernalia. What's your drug of choice, sir?
I drink alcohol.
Alcohol?
Yeah.
So what was the dangerous drug conviction about?
I tried it.
That's it.
It's not for me.
Tried what?
Methamphetamine.
Okay.
I tried it. It wasn't for me.
Okay.
That's what I got caught with, was methamphetamine.
Okay.
And it's not for me, so.
Well, that's good that you've discovered that. You will never do that again.
Yeah.
What were you doing when the Glendale PD picked you up?
The what?
When Glendale picked you up, when the police department picked you up.
I was just one of the areas that I hung around.
Okay. Okay, so you were just hanging around there. Okay, and they see
me a lot, so they decided to pull me over, gave them my ID, and all of that, and I had a warrant out for my arrest that took me in.
Okay, just like you predicted. You had predicted that earlier. Okay, so I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions for you. Any questions? No questions? Okay. Oh, Mr. Turner has a comment to add.
Yes, I'd like to just note for the record, on 3/22/18, he did his initial intake at the 801 office at 801 South 16th Street with his parole officer. And on 4-3-2018, he reported for a scheduled contact visit with the parole officer. So he knew how to contact his parole officer. He may not have had the phone number, but he knew,
where
the building was.
Where the building was. Okay. So, Mr. McKinney, you didn't know where the office was.
I did.
Okay, sir. Okay. We're coming toward the end of your hearing, sir, and I want to give you the opportunity to make a final statement if you'd like to. The board will then go into discussion. We just ask if you want to add anything, would you not repeat something you've already told us? Is there anything else?
I mean, the only thing I want to add is that, I mean, I did my best on trying to complete the parole, and I mean, I explained to the parole officer, my dad's been in the hospital, now I found out he's on life support, you know, and I'm not there, but I was supposed to be there to be his caregiver, and I tried to explain that to the parole officer, but he wasn't having it, so, I mean, I'm stuck in a hard place, you know. All I know is I'm trying to just complete my time and finish it one way or another, whether it's here or it's on parole. I'm trying to complete my time. I'm not trying to get any more cases. I'm not trying to do none of that stuff. I got a family to go to. I got kids to worry about. I got my father to worry about that's probably going to be dead before I get out. So, I just got things to worry about. I got a lot on my plate to handle, and one of them is getting this done with. So...
Okay, sir. Thank you very much for that. The board is going to go into discussion. We just ask you to stay on the phone and remain silent. We'll be right back with you in a moment. Okay, the board is now in discussion. Mr. McKinney is an individual who was placed in a facility and had to leave because he didn't have the funding, so he went homeless. I do very much appreciate that he did not resort to using drugs while he was homeless, which is very difficult. So I certainly do appreciate that in him, and that he did that. I'm sorry about his situation with his dad being in the hospital, but he absconded for 32 days and has a previous term of community supervision during which he also absconded, so he did know the importance of staying in touch with his parole officer. I'm not seeing him as a good candidate for community supervision at this time, but I would listen to any input from parole board members. Hearing no input, based on information in warrant 2018W1051, our discussion with Mr. McKinney, information from Mr. Turner, I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. McKinney was delinquent, violated terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company, specifically by absconding for 32 days from community supervision.
Second.
Agreed.
All right. Motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Neal, agreed by Dr. White and Mr. Quinones. Mr. McKinney, back to you. The board has voted to revoke your community supervision, sir. We're currently showing a release date for you of October 21st of this year. We do appreciate the fact that you were staying crime-free while you were out, sir, but we just cannot overlook absconding from supervision, and I think you knew that.
Yes, I knew that already. That's why I signed the paper saying I didn't want to come to this. I knew that already.
Okay, so, well, we appreciate your participating. Hopefully you can take this last... few months here to make a good plan so you've got a place to go figured out and everything figured out what you're going to do. We appreciate your participation today and thank you for talking with us. And if you wouldn't mind giving the phone back to your CO3, your hearing is concluded, sir.
Okay.